Everybody down!
Violet and Roy hit the ground, and although Chad was out of sight, Vince trusted him to do the same. Blinding arcs of blue-white energy burst from his body, slamming into the nearest Sims and flowing outward, hitting the ones adjacent to them, then the next nearest, and so on. Vince kept up the output as the bolts leapt from Sim to Sim in a spider web of light. When Vince had exhausted his store of energy, they were still surrounded by Sims, but they jerked and sparked as smoke rose from their bodies. Two of them even fell to the ground, out of the game for good. Roy leapt to his feet, bat in hand.
Hit him hard and hit him fast!
He smashed through the nearest Sim's legs, sending the robot flying into the air. A spiked chain whizzed through the air, wrapping around a Sim's chest. The chain dropped, its density increasing several hundredfold in moments. Violet bounded over to finish the job. She dropped ultra-dense fists on its knees and elbows, leaving it helpless on the ground. Another Sim went flying upward, arcing over their heads. It landed only a few feet from Will and a group of civilian bots, all of whom stared at the battered Sim in astonishment.
Dial it back, Vince!
Sorry!
Vince dodged an attack from a Sim with massive armored fists. This put him in the path of a Sim with burning metal hands. Vince took a quick step back, seeking the heat wave. The fire flowed in a steady stream from the Sim to Vince's outstretched hand, leaving his opponent flameless and confused. He heard the sound directly behind him, and in an instant, 3 years of training kicked in as he readied himself for the blow. Spinning around, Vince saw the large Sim, fist still extended. While it struggled to process this unexpected turn of events, Vince stepped forward and put his hand on the mechanical enemy's left hip.
Thanks for the charge, but I brought plenty of my own.
The kinetic blast shattered its pelvis and slammed it into two other Sims. Vince caught sight of a blur in a white uniform darting between the mechanical enemies. Chad was moving like a gymnast's ghost, using a knife to sever artificial spines and tendons with surgical precision. He didn't stop every Sim he encountered, but he at least slowed them down. And he certainly drew their attention, which was the heart of their job.
Hey, Vince, I want to step it up. Chad is getting ahead of you.
We're not competing.
No, we're just doing the best job we can, which still means you can step it up.
Roy kicked off from the ground and tackled another of the larger Sims. It raised its powerful arms in defense, only for them to be shattered under the blows of Roy's bat.
Fine.
Vince scanned the area and saw one of those whose fire he drained. Even though they weren't competing or keeping score, it still seemed prudent to fully neutralize a Sim he'd already fought, especially before anyone else could add it to their tally.